This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's reporting a rise in new virus cases, denting optimism that disease control measures with isolated major cities might be working. Japan is reporting dozens of new cases aboard a quarantine cruise ship. The mainland death toll has risen by 97 to a total of 908. The operator of the Diamond Princess cruise ship quarantined near Tokyo says health officials found 66 new cases on board in addition to 70 found earlier. Thailand residents continue to mourn over its worst ever mass shooting. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Buddhist monks in northeast Thailand burned candles, prayed, and chanted on Sunday for the victims of the country's worst mass shooting. A soldier angered over a financial dispute gunned down pedestrians and bystanders as he sped down a street in an army Humvee Saturday. He left 29 dead and nearly 60 wounded. Security forces shot and killed the soldier after a 12-hour standoff inside a shopping mall on Sunday. Thailand's prime minister expressed sorrow and called the incident unprecedented. Officials say the attacker was a trained sharpshooter who took special army classes on ambushing the enemy. The death toll surpassed Thailand's last major attack on civilians, a 2015 bombing at Bangkok's Erawan Shrine, in which 20 people were killed. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A former South Bend, Indiana mayor, Pete Buttigieg, will enter the country's first primary election Tuesday, leading in the delegate count. Iowa's Democratic Party released the results of last week's caucus, which was saddled by confusion and chaos, partially due to faulty apps. Buttigieg took 14 of the 41 delegates up for grabs in Iowa, followed by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with 12, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's 8, former Vice President Joe Biden took 6, and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has just one delegate. This is VOA News.